You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, the Cubs, 7 games over .500. They remain third place in the division. It's a funny and weird place, that National League Central. Well, as teams play, they don't seem to be able to make up a whole lot of ground on the Cardinals, but this team is playing well, and they're, you know, all the nail biters and close games that they've played this year, they've had a couple of laughers recently. I almost wonder if they know what to do with that. You know, 17-0 at Cleveland, 8-0 in Minneapolis. Those must feel like weird days.
No, it just gives them more reason to celebrate. They Cubs have a tendency this year to have rather loud and rowdy parties immediately after a win, and with lights and weird, very loud music. And it's just every time, if they win 1-0, if they win 17-0, it's time to party. And then they forget it, boom, and move on, and they're ready to go.
So 37 parties so far as somebody covering
yes.
the team. how much do you enjoy that partying, and how much is it becoming kind of annoying at this point?
Well, no, the party doesn't bother me because, you know, it's not. I feel bad for the clubhouse guys because they're the ones that have to clean up the mess. But it's just no, as long as the players are happy, and I think the point of emphasis from Joe Maddon, the reason he sort of encourages this is that it's really hard to win a major league game. And it's okay, it may have been 70-0, but it's still really hard to win. I mean, watching Arrieta on Sunday in the series finale against the Twins, he may have shut them out, but it was tough. He had to be right on top of his game, and so you take an 8-0 win and run with it and enjoy it. And I think that's what the guys have been doing.
Well, you know, much is said about Joe Maddon and his philosophies and style as a manager. And we talked to Lenny Casper about this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm curious, I mean, what do you make of it all? You know, obviously he's quite the personality. He's a lot of fun to be around, and there's a method to his madness. I guess, I don't know. Are you surprised that more teams don't adopt it, or is it just something that can only really come naturally?
I think it can only come naturally. You can't force it. Knowing Robin Ventura as a person, I don't think Robin, the White Sox manager, could pull off something like this. It's just not his personality. Joe's a very unique individual. Might be the first manager I've seen who comes in there with, you know, he's got his backpack and his blue jeans and very relaxed, and he's not superstitious, but he does have some routines that he sticks to. He's the only manager I know that's had usually a glass of wine and some dark chocolate after a game, win or lose. So haven't quite figured out the combo there, but he's different, and he's able to relate to the players. And I think that's a good thing. So much of this game is mental, and these players wouldn't be here if they didn't have the physical skills. Now it's a matter of fine-tuning the mental element of the game, and that's what's going to make the difference between winners and losers. And he's very big on that, and that's kind of the fun part.
Yeah, yeah. I got to be honest. I mean, I just think it's a great challenge as you mature, you get older, and whatever. If you've just been around for a while, you know, to maintain a voice that is relevant and heard and understood by the players. Each year, those players seem to get younger. And
yes, they do.
You know, whatever tactics you've used in the past, you know, some of them get exposed over time. I just find it remarkable the way he's able to continually reach these guys.
Yeah, this is my first year, so I'm seeing this for the first time. So I'm, you know, still adjusting. I guess what I like the fact that Joe is not just a baseball man. He's very involved with the community. He's got his a lot of charitable things that he wants to do. You know, every Friday he shows up at home with a different T-shirt supporting a different cause. It's not it's not just baseball for him, even though baseball is a top priority. And I think that might also reflect on the rest of the team, too. You know, watching him in the clubhouse, he's very relaxed with the players, makes sure that he checks in with them. There was an incident in the Cubs Interleague Series against the Twins where Starlin Castro just had a total brain cramp. You know, he made an error and then he compounded it with a mental gaffe by not throwing home and another run scored. And Joe dealt with it by talking to Starlin one-on-one. I'm sure there was no yelling or screaming that was going on. He knows, and everyone knows, that Starlin was upset about the incident. And I think the best thing about it was that Starlin was accountable to his teammates and to Madden after it happened. And I think that's, again, that's, you know, what Joe said on day one was, I need to earn your respect. You have my respect, now I need to earn yours. And I think the players like the fact that he treats them like men. And maybe that's what it comes down to, bottom line.
Yeah, you know, and that story is an interesting one, too, because I feel like Starlin Castro, year in, year out, is the guy who gets villainized for making the occasional mistake. And I don't know if by his managers, by whomever, fans, whatever the case, I feel like he is more apt to take the slings and arrows than a lot of guys. And when I read the headline that he had had one of those mental mistakes, which occasionally happen with him, I was curious what the reaction would be, how Joe would handle it. And I guess it just goes back to speaking to what kind of a manager and person he is.
Yeah, and Starlin, again, after the game, Starlin was there to talk to the media, did not hide, which is commendable. You know, unfortunately, he'd had a really kind of tough May with a lot of errors, and his average was down, and we sort of thought he'd turn the corner a little bit here in June. So for him to make that mistake was just really kind of surprising. The other thing is, with the team doing so well, they can't afford to have those kind of mistakes. You know, they're glare. When the team was not winning and not doing well, okay, you pick on Starlin. Now with the team doing well, those type of things get magnified even more, and they just can't happen. And Starlin knows it. And Joe says that he's very patient and says that he's going to work with them, and we'll just have to wait and see if it happens again.
Yeah, interesting. Last week we talked a lot about the Kyle Schwarber experience that was on the way, and he looks to me like he did pretty well. Everything went pretty well for him. Had some success there at the plate. Does that intensify the fans' desires to have him up there? How did he handle it and the subsequent, return to the minor leagues?
Well, of course, the fans want him there right now, and behind the plate. And I hope the fans understand that Kyle is the first person that will tell you he needs more time in the minor leagues. And that's encouraging to me, because Kyle knows that he still has some work to do. And it was a perfect scenario. I'm not sure that you could do that with too many minor leaguers, but he handled it absolutely perfectly. I mean, he was called up. He took advantage of it. He was sitting next to David Ross or Miguel Montero in the dugout. He was asking questions. They had him catch some bullpen sessions, before the game, so that he could work with some of the big leaguers, get some more experience that way. It was just like a perfect six game situation for him. And then he got the hit. And I cannot believe that the guy, at first he was making it look pretty easy. You go 4-for-5 in your first start. I mean, come on. But then he did not expect to have his triple be his first major league hit, but that just shows you how quick he is on the bases. He wants to catch. Let's let him go to the minors and catch. He'll be with AAA Iowa starting on Tuesday. They have Monday off, and he'll be right down there at AAA. So not only does he get a little stint in the big leagues, but he gets a promotion, and now he's just one phone call away from the big leagues for a full-time basis. I'm almost sure we'll see him in September, and fans can watch him then, but it certainly was fun, and it was fun for him. I asked him if he got a goodie bag from the big leaguers, to go home with, and he laughed at that and said no, but I know the only minor glitch was that they were putting his equipment bag onto the truck that was headed back to Chicago, and they had to grab it and get it off so he could take it with him to Des Moines. But I think that's I think if he could have had it happen, maybe he could have snuck on the bus a little bit. You
know? Yeah, I'm sure. Well, another real good positive week for this Cubs team that continues to have the attention of just about everybody. And boy, Kerry, I almost regret to tell you, you're going to be home a lot for these next couple of weeks. No more exciting travel and racking up miles and all that good stuff. You're just going to have to settle.
Well, my flight back to Chicago from Minneapolis was canceled because of the weather. So let's just say that the life of the sports writer is not all that glamorous when you have to spend several hours in the airport waiting for them to make a decision. But I love American Airlines, so I will continue to fly and hopefully get to Wrigley Field in time for the Dodgers before the series ends. Let's hope.
All right. Well, we all hope that, Kerry. Thanks, as always. We look forward to it next week.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Kerry Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.